Blog Talk Radio.
The culture, it changed my attitude towards what was possible. And I think I learned to go against the system a little bit.
Punk proved to people, and it is now ingrained in people, that what they thought was impossible is not impossible.
You didn't have to wait to start doing something. If you wanted to do it, you could try doing it.
Punk rock gave me a platform to put a band together and do it my way. And that was good for an 18-year-old kid.
Kids are still wanting the same thing as they wanted back then, something to express what they're feeling.
They get all this information from MTV and VH1, and that's their history of rock, and they find out that, like, well, it's like everything else. It's like school. You're not really getting the full story.
They were introduced to it as a package. They, you know, the business turned it into a commodity, if you will.
There's a lot of manufactured anger nowadays, if you ask me.
When you can make a dollar off it, it gets uploaded into the cultural lexicon. The slang becomes your normal patois of the day. You know, grunge becomes, you know, mom knows grunge now. As soon as mom knows how to say grunge, gotta go.
Back then, it was very much considered an anti-establishment, and it seems like today, most of the bands that do form want to be part of the establishment.
What they pay you for now is being stupid and making people stupider.
It's easy for a young person to say fuck you. I'm 43, I'm still saying fuck you. I'm still like pissed at something. You know, whatever you got, I'm mad at it. Where's the political awakening?
At this point and on the planet, it seems like 80% of the people are fucking asleep, you know?
Don't ask me why the cataclysmic state of the environment hasn't galvanize and, you know, mobilize people into doing something.
The more severe the political landscape becomes, the more repressive, the more valuable that the imagination becomes.
It's possible that music is not really the expression of it now as far as relating to world, what's happening in the world.
People doing visual arts, people doing literature, it's people doing film.
You know, Michael Moore making that movie against Bush is really punk.
Punk definitely had a major influence in the eruption of militant anti-corporate activism that first came to light over here in the Seattle protests.
The actual whole internet is a very punk idea.
Because of the internet, the record companies are losing their power to be kingmakers.
You can go make your own records. You can go put them out yourself. You can build your own little websites. You can do all these things by yourself.
Fuck you to corporations. Fuck you to branding everything. And fuck you to corporations having dictatorial control over society and government.
Being able to look people in the eye and say, fuck you, I don't care what you think, I'm doing what I want to do. To have that to hold on to is really important to move forward.
And that's the whole idea, it's to take the spirit and the inspiration and do your own thing with it.
All you need is one guy or girl to stand up and say, fuck this. And everyone goes, voice of a generation, thank you. I've been thinking that. I never had the guts to stand up and say it.
You only need 5%, you know, or less to, like, embrace ideas and change it. You know, change the way people think all over again.
It becomes a lineage. These people find each other and this timeline grows.
Listening to McGee's Back Room, broadcasting on the Fightin' Words Radio Network. Go to Bing, right? People say Google, you know, so I'm going to start saying Bing. Go to Bing and search for Fightin' Words Radio. It's off the Blog Talk Radio platform. But enough about details and specifics. This is McGee. I'm in the back room. The back room is a back room in my house. Have a new IKEA lamp going on to set the mood. It's a round, I want to say Art Deco lamp, but it's like a, it looks like a basketball. It's got these ridges on it. And it gives off a nice red glow that matches the new turntable that I picked up. Treated myself to as a job, for a job well done in 2013 with work stuff and career stuff. And of course, you always need a good turntable to play your cool records, of which there are many. I'm sitting here looking at stacks and stacks of records, which for somebody like me is exactly where I want to be. Playing some of those records for you tonight in the MP3 format, of course, because this is the internet. Fortet is a band who put out a new record, or actually an artist, who put out a record in 2013 called Beautiful Rewind. Fortet. I've heard some people say Forte. I like saying Fortet. Sounds better. We heard Your Body Feels. Song from the album Beautiful Rewind. Again, came out in 2013. Really love Fortet's music. It's definitely, you know, it's laptop DJ, kind of dancey techno, but you can tell the guy obviously has like a huge drumming influence, and there's lots of cool kind of jazzy rhythms, and just the way he assembles songs is really amazing. Fortet, if you did not hear the first several times, check it out. Before that, Rose Windows. They put out an album in 2013 called The Sun Dogs. They're on Sub Pop. The song's called Walking with a Woman. I thought that record just was stellar. Just really cool, folky, and kind of meandering, and some kind of really cool solos. And just a beautiful melodies, and the singer is just fantastic in that band. This band is also on Sub Pop Records, also put out a record in 2013. One of the better designed albums and album covers, and just the whole thing was really cool, kind of embossed cover with a die-cut sleeve. The band's called Obits. The album is called Bed and Bugs, and if you can't tell that I'm geeking out on records, that's what this show is all about. That, listening to music, talking about it, at D McGurgan. You can find me on Twitter. You can go to iTunes and search McGee's Back Room, pull up a bunch of old shows, and that's what we do. This is Obits with a really beautiful song called Machines. Thank you.
نذبحنا بعينه وليشبه خشب الضامر حجات بعينه وين 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 ولها الذابحنا بعينه وليشبه خشب الضامر حجات بعينه
My Bloody Valentine put out a new record, I think it was in 2013, just called MBV, the long-awaited record that just seemed like it would never come out. And it finally did. It's a beautiful record. Listened to it on vinyl the other day. Not that I'm a vinyl snob per se, but they made it on all analog processing and equipment, and it does sound really good on vinyl. Just as good on CD and MP3, but there is something to be said for the vinyl experience. But music is music, and no matter how you consume it, it is good. Omar Suleiman put out a record called Wainu Wainu. We heard the title track from that. Really exotic, cool Syrian dance music. Very fun. Totally monotonous and repetitive on many levels, but also really cool. Before that, we heard Tar. The band Tar. That's right. Amphetamine Reptile, Touch and Go Records, ring a bell? Tar. That Tar, yes. Henry at Chunklet put out a compilation of Tar's singles and non-LP tracks. That record was called 1988 to 1995. Came out on Chunklet, chunklet.com. It's where you can find it. And it also came with two bonus downloads, one just live recordings from the same era, and then a full set from Khyber Pass 1991. Wouldn't be surprised if I was at that 1991 show, not to name drop, but I did go there to see shows quite a bit. I remember seeing Tar there. I think they played with Head of David. Carlton Melton with a song called Slow Week from the 2013 record called Always Even. CarltonMeltonMusic.com. Love that band. Cannot cut enough. Start off with Obits on Sub Pop Records. Song called Machine from Bed and Bugs. Which brings us current. Start all over again with another set of music. Nick G's Back Room on the Fightin' Words Radio Network. Appreciate you hanging out at D. McGurgan. If you want to leave any feedback, do it on the Twitter. That is the Twitter handle. And what else? What else can I tell you? From Delaware, again, McGee's Back Room, broadcasting from the back room, full of records, MP3s, music. This is a band from Wilmington, Delaware, which is where you're listening to the show from right now, actually where it's being broadcast from. You're listening to it wherever you're sitting. This is a remix of one of their songs. I believe it's their own remix, and it is a synth remix from a song, from an album. I believe it's off of the album Cool Cocoon. You can find this album, song. I know, I'm getting lost here. That's fine. That happens. Let me see where this is. So the Spinto Band, Cool Cocoon. Right. Okay, so this is Cool Cocoon. Came out in 2013. This remix also came out in 2013. The synth remix, of Shake It Off. And clearly it's time to stop talking and listen to more music.
Quiet moment on a subway train. You say it hurts to kiss me over and over again. When you say it hurts that it's taken so long. We'll father played piano for the children of the king. Cry, baby, cry, making no sign. She's old enough to know better. So cry, baby, cry. Gorgeous, always smiling and arriving, place to tea. The Duke was having problems with a message at the local Burberry. Cry, baby, cry, make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better, so cry, baby, cry. The voices out of nowhere, put on specially by the children for a laugh. Cry, baby, cry, make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better. Cry, baby, cry, 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 baby, make your mother sigh. She's old.
Back with the Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand, a simpler time, so it seems. Cry Baby Cry, also a Beatles song. Cannot go wrong with the Beatles. Was listening to them a bunch this week at work. I was trying to get stuff done, and it's like a good, they're like a good soundtrack, very pleasing. It's melodic. It puts a smile on your face. That's what music is all about. It's a gift. And it's good. It's art. And it's good to make music, and it's good to consume music. That's my philosophy, anyway. Before that, a new song from Swerve Driver came out the tail end of 2013. It is a single called Deep Wound. We heard the B-side called Dub Wound. You can pick it up on iTunes if you don't want to pay the outrageous price for the limited edition 7-inch single. That's what I did. I opted for the cheaper version. They're promising a new record, I think, in 2014. And why not? It's cool that bands get back together and make music again, like My Bloody Valentine and so many other bands that have done it. Dinosaur Jr. Pixies have finally started making new music. Why not, right? Speaking of old-timers making new music, before that we heard Paul McCartney played in a band called Wings with a song from his latest solo record called New. That's a really good record. The guy does not put out many bad records. I mean, and if it is a bad record, at least it's got four or five good songs on it. Paul McCartney, check him out. Ex-Wings dude. Let's go to another track from the Wayback Machine. Not terribly Waybackish, but Waybackish enough. Came out in the early 90s, 1994, I think. The album was called Emperor Tomato Ketchup, one of my favorite records of all time. The band is called Stereolab, and I love this song because of the kind of insane, monotonous repetitiveness, but once they lock into this groove, all these kind of angles and just different, you kind of hone in on different angles, suck on angles. It's once you get sucked into it, you start to hear other things. I think that's what I'm trying to say. That's what kind of these repetitive, drony kind of krautrock bands were after, and is certainly modeled after some of those krautrock bands. Stereolab with Emperor Tomato Ketchup.
Out of her mind. Oh, not her. She's gone. Lasseter. Is she talking night walking games? Oh, she's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. If she says she can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen that your laughter is stuck in the brain. Now she's leading them on, and you lay them right down. Yes, she's leading them on, and you lay them right down. But it could have been me, yes, it could have been me. Why didn't I say, why didn't I say? Now, she's a whistling in a bottom and line. In a bottle of bibbidi-bobbidi hot. Oh, but I could do better than that. So I lay down a while and I gaze at my hotel wall.
Grandpop got the brain pop, get over it. Truth. your promise schooling, but danger's cooling. Getting girl prayers was the last straw. Can you still hear your mom saying, Dicky, Dicky, oh Dicky, red blood, red blood, red blood. Gotta get the fuck out of red blood.
Band called the Meat Puppets. Meat Puppets 2. Song called New Gods. That is a fantastic record. Never get sick of hearing that. And Up on the Sun. They're still at it, playing lots of cool records. Before that, what do we hear? Go back real quick. Mike Watt from Minutemen and Firehose. The song called Red Bluff, featuring Nels Klein on guitar. Really cool, just super riffing back and forth and all sorts of amazing guitar interplay. Queen Bitch by David Bowie, we heard that. That's from the album Hunky Dory. Great suggestion by Mike. Appreciate the input. Guy knows all the cool songs, obscure songs, lesser known songs. Mark Mulcahy, formerly of Miracle Legion, has a newer record out called I Love You, Mark Mulcahy. Let the Fireflies Fly Away is what we heard. Stereolab started off with Emperor Tomato Ketchup. I'm gonna slow things down temporarily just for a moment for this song, which came out on the album in 2013, which was just a few short weeks ago, if you're listening to this in real time or shortly thereafter. And this is a song that's really, the album took me a while to really get into, but once I did, I was like, ah, this is beautiful. This is really amazing. This is the title track. And I hate saying things like the title track, but this is what you do when you have a radio show and you're at a loss for words trying to string along words between songs. The album is called Push the Sky Away. The album is called Push the Sky Away. It's from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
sun is rising from the field.
how can you go wrong with Slayer? You can't. You really just can't. South of Heaven, from an album called South of Heaven. The band's called Slayer. Before that, Melt Banana, the song called Candy Gun from their newest record, which is called... forget what it's called. It's on, if you go to midheaven.com, you can type in a little search for Melt Banana, let you do my dirty work there. Before that, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Push the Sky Away. If I sound like I'm trying to rush through the announcing or the back announcing of the songs, I am, because I'm excited to get to this next song. It's from a band that put out their first record in 2013 called Chelsea Moving Light, and this song is called Mohawk. You're listening to McGee's Back Room on the Fightin' Words Radio Network. Appreciate you tuning in.
Entire surprised me in the shower. Your hair was done up in a mohawk, and you laughed. Then you jumped out. Darby Crash came back from England with a mohawk, though he might have referred to it as a Mohican. Your laugh stays with me. It's not the first time.
So now I'd like to say, people can change anything they want to. And that means everything in the world. People are running about following their little tracks. I am one of them. But we've all got to stop just following our own little mouse trail. People can do anything. This is something that I'm beginning to learn. People are out there doing bad things to each other. It's because they've been dehumanized. It's time to take the humanity back into the center of the ring and follow that for a time. Greed, it ain't going anywhere. They should have that in a big billboard across Times Square. Without people, you're nothing. That's my spiel.
Okay, everybody please welcome to the stage here, Television.
Thanks for listening to McGee's Back Room on the Fightin' Words Radio Network. Leave you with the words of George Carlin.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Man. You know?